with your Bulldog Rewind for April the 15th. I'm Sports Information Director Steve Diffie. The Holmes Community College Lady Bulldogs improved to 14-24 overall and 10-8 in the North Division as they split two games with Northwest on Saturday. In Game 1, the Lady Bulldogs fell 8-0. And in Game 2, the Lady Bulldogs won 3-2. In Game 1, Kelsey Marger suffered the loss. She pitched four innings. She gave up five hits, three runs, and struck out two. Victoria Hunt, Kiana Wash, Michelle Gregory, Sharnisa Gordon, Samantha Meadows, Caitlin Hicks, and Lauren Tharp each had one hit apiece. In Game 2, Marger picked up the win. She threw the complete game of seven innings. She gave up four hits and two runs and struck out three. Hicks was a leading batter for the Lady Bulldogs. She had three hits. Karina Brown had two hits, while Victoria Hunt, Sharnisa Gordon, and Marter each had one hit apiece. On Tuesday at Boonville, the Lady Bulldogs picked up two big North Division wins over the Northeast Lady Tigers, winning 5-2 and 5-1. In Game 1, Kelsey Marter pitched five innings, gave up seven hits and two runs, and struck out four. Katie Johnston picked up the save, pitching two innings and giving up only one hit and striking out two. Kiana Wash led the Lady Bulldogs with two hits, while Victoria Hunt, Samantha Meadows, Caitlin Hicks, and Karina Brown each had one hit. In Game 2, Marter picked up another win. She threw a complete game and gave up one run on six hits and struck out two. Sharnisa Gordon, Samantha Meadows, Catherine Pennington, and Karina Brown each had two hits, with Pennington having two doubles and Gordon having a double. In baseball action, the Bulldogs have lost three straight games. Bulldogs fell to Mississippi Delta on Tuesday 4-2 and 11-1 and lost 15-4 to Hines on Saturday in Jackson. In Game 1 versus Delta, Stephen Blanchard suffered the loss. He pitched six innings, gave up four runs on six hits, and struck out five. Josh Crowder led the Bulldogs with two hits, including a triple, while Blanchard, Cole McBride, and Chris Stevenson each had one hit apiece. In Game 2, Jason Hersey suffered a loss. Hersey gave up four runs on three hits and 1 1/3 innings of work. The Bulldogs went hitless in Game 2. In golf action at Mississippi State on Sunday and Monday, the Bulldogs finished in ninth place. Trey Johnson was the leading golfer. He shot 13 over par to finish tied for 22nd place. The Bulldogs shot a 327 on Sunday and a 327 on Monday. Johnson shot 79 on Sunday and 76 on Monday. Other scores for the two days included Chase Ward, 16 over par, Taylor Worsham, 29 over par, John Jolly, 30 over par, Tyler James, 35 over par, and Ben Harrington, 40 over par. The Bulldogs are playing in the MACJC State Tournament scheduled for yesterday and today. In men's tennis action, the Holmes Bulldogs improved to 8-4 on the season with a 5-4 win over East Central on Monday. In singles action, Gray Tedford, Connor Wilson, and Darryl Hale each won their matches. In doubles, Hale, Will Godfrey, along with Mitchell Parman and Gray Tedford, picked up victories. In women's tennis, the Holmes Community College Lady Bulldogs lost 9-0 to East Central on Monday. The Bulldogs teams will play Itawamba today, will be their final regular season game of the season before the state tournament begins in Tupelo on Wednesday. For your Bulldog Rewind, this has been Sports Information Director Steve Diffie.